Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹在基督里的弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
On this special Mother's Day, we gather to celebrate the love and sacrifice of mothers.
今天是一个特别值得纪念的节日，母亲节。我们欢聚一堂，一起来庆祝这个节日。
We honor mothers because God has entrusted them with a sacred role, nursing life, shaping character, and often being the first to show that what God's love like in everyday life.
我们很尊敬母亲，因为神赋予他们神圣的一个角色，他们养育生命，塑造品格，并且常常呢是在日常生活当中率先向我们彰显神的爱的人。
Honoring mothers is a biblical command. But today, we widen our lens to celebrate the influence of families, mothers, fathers, grandparents, and spiritual helpers in shaping the faith of generations.
尊敬母亲呢是圣经的诫命。那但是今天呢，我们从一个更广的视角来庆祝母亲、父亲、祖父母以及这个属灵的帮手们，这些各样的在塑造世世代代信心方面都发挥影响的家庭角色。
Faith is a gift, but it's not meant to stop with us.
那信心呢是一份礼物，但是呢我们并不是只要收到了就好。
Many of us came to Christ because someone, praying mother, faithful grandmother, or steadfast father shared their faith through word and example.
我们许多人呢都已经是基督徒了，因为呢我们中间有的人是因为有一位常常为他祷告的母亲，或者有一位很有很强的祖母，或者有一位坚定的父亲，他们通过言传身教呢向我们分享了他们的信心。
Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, I am remembered of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandma Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now live in your also.
那保罗在提摩太后书一章五节这样写，想到你那无伪的信心，这信心先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里，我深信也在你心里。
Faith does not just transfer from teaching. It lives, it breathes, and multiplies when it's modeled with sincerity.
那信心呢，并不是仅仅通过教导就能够传递的，但是当以一个真诚为榜样的时候呢，信心就会活生生的生长滋养并且倍增。
Some of you might be the first Christian in your family. If so, you received a faith that did not come from parents, but perhaps from a friend, a young leader, or someone at church.
那你们当中有些人可能是家里的第一个基督徒，如果是这样的话呢，你们获得的信心并非来自你们的父母，可能是来自朋友，或者青年的领袖，或者教会里的某个人。
That's a beautiful and courageous beginning. And just as we are called to pass faith downward, you are also called to pass upward, to lovingly witness to your parents and elders who do not yet know Christ.
那这是一个美好并且很勇敢的开端。 正如我们就是蒙召要将信心向下一代传递一样，我们也蒙召将信心向上一代传递，我们要用爱心向还没有认识主耶稣基督的父母和长辈做见证。
Faith begins at home.
信心是 始于家庭的。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 to 7. Let's read together. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children.Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. 再用中文念一次。
那好，我们再用中文一起来读啊。生命记六章五至七节，摩西吩咐以色列人：
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教导你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论
这些事。
Moses reminds us that faith is not just a personal experience; it's a family calling.
那摩西在这里提醒我们，信心不仅只是一个个人的成长经历，更是这个对家庭的呼召。
The home is the first and most powerful place.Where faith is formed and shared.
家庭是一个形成信心并且分享信心最初的也是一个最有力的起点。
Think of family planting a tree.
你可以想象一下一个家庭在种一棵树。
The parents prepare the soil, plant the seed, and water it faithfully.
然后父母准备了土，然后播下了种子，然后很这个忠心的来浇灌。
Over time, it grows strong and bears fruit.
随着时间的推移，这个树呢就会茁壮成长，结出果实。
In the same way, faith must be nurtured patiently in daily life through prayer, conversation, and Christ-like love in home.
同样的信心呢也必须在这种日常生活中被耐心的培养，通过祷告交谈和在这种在家里有这种基督般的爱。
But maybe for you, your parents did not plant the seed, you did.
也许对你来说并不是你的父母种下了那颗种子，而是你自己。
Then God has placed you there to water the soil,with love and testimony to show your family him when they see their when they see their parents to show your family the goodness of Jesus.
然而呢就是因为神把你放在那里让你用爱和见证呢来这个浇灌这个土壤，就是要向你的家人来展现，就是活出耶稣基督的美善。
Children do not just learn about God at church. They encounter him when they see their parents praying difficulty, forgive in conflict.Or trust God in doing trials.
孩子们呢也不仅仅只是在就是教会学到一些圣经的知识，而是他们在每天的生活当中看到父母在遇到困难的时候呢会祷告，在遇见冲突的时候会饶恕，在试炼中呢会学习信靠上帝，这样呢他们就遇见了神。
Likewise, your parents may come to see Christ.When you respond to them with patience, honor, and grace, even when it's hard.
同样，当你用这个耐心、尊重和爱来回应你父母的时候，那么你的父母可能同时就能够明白 就是基督的真意，然后这种恩典到底是怎么样的，哪怕这个要想理解非常困难，但是也是可以理解。
Parents as primary disciples and children as witnesses too.
就是父母呢是这个重要的门徒，孩子们呢也是见证人。
Timothy had the blessing of a mother and grandma who modeled the faith.
就是提摩太蒙福呢，他有一位这个母亲和祖母，他们都是做了他信心的典范。
Whether you are part of a traditional family or unique household, God calls every parent to be a disciple maker at home.
无论你是就是来自一个传统的家庭，或者是比较独特的家庭，你都面临了神对你的呼召，让你在家中叫你的父母做见证，成为门徒。
Here I have four points to show you how.
那在这里呢，我就想分享四点，来告诉我们如何行。
First one is teaching by example.
第一点呢，就是以身作则。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Start children off on the way they shall go, and even when they are old.They will not turn from it. Children follow what they see, but so do others. Parents, model faith in your home.
就是孩子们呢，就是是看到就是在家里是按照榜样来学习的，来学习做来成长的。那同样呢，就是父母也要树立一个信心的榜样。
And children, young adults, you can also model faith for your unbelieving parents.
孩子们，就是如果你是也包括这种年轻的成年人，那你们也可以向尚未信主的父母呢，树立一个信心的榜样。
The second point is centering the home on God's word.
那第二点就是以神的话作为家庭的中心。
Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, tells us to put God's commands on our hearts, impress them on our children. Talk about them when we sit at home and when we walk along the road, when we lie down and when we get up.
在《生命记》五章七节这个地方再次告诉我们，就是我们要将神的诫命呢刻在我们的心上，并且要将这些诫命铭刻在孩子们的身上，无论我们坐在家里，走在路上，躺下起来，都要来谈论神的诫命。
Whether you are raising children or still living with your own parents, bring the light of God's wordinto your home, not through force, but through faithful living.
所以不论你现在是不是在养育孩子，或者你仍然与父母同住，那都请你将神的话语的光呢带到你的家中，不是通过这种强制手段，而是通过你很有信心的活出来。
Follow our church's daily Bible reading program. Share what you are learningin your devotions, offer to pray for your family, may your home echo with quiet, grace, and hope.
你可以遵循我们教会的每日读经计划，然后在这个灵修，把在灵修中学到的内容呢与人分享，主动的为你的家人祷告，让你的家充满了神的平安、恩典和盼望。
Encouraging personal faith is the third one.
那第三点就是鼓励，就是个人的这种信仰。
Faith is not just inherited; it must be owned.
就是信仰呢是没有办法就是继承的， 他必须去拥有。
Parents can inspire their children, and children can inspire their parents too.
就是父母可以就是激励孩子，同样的孩子们也可以激励父母。
Many testimonies begin with a child who came to faith first and gently lead the family to Christ.
就很多见证都是始于一个孩子先信主，然后他就是将这个很温柔的将这个真理带到了家里，然后领着全家都归了基督。
And there was a woman who came to accept Christ at university, but she was scared to tell her Buddhist grandma.
就有一位女孩子呢，在大学里接受了基督，那但是她很害怕。想不敢跟这个信佛教的祖母来分享她的信仰。
She started praying for her grandma and slowly shared Bible stories.
然后她就开始为她的祖母祷告，然后也慢慢的跟她讲一些分享一些圣经故事。
One day, her grandma said, "I do not know much about Jesus, but I can see him."I can see he changed you. I want to know more.
有一天，祖母说：“我对耶稣了解的不多，但我能看到他改变了你。我想了解更多。”
Her grandma gave her life to Christ at 84 years old.
所以她的祖母在84岁的时候将自己的生命献给了基督。
The fourth point of how to be a disciple maker at home is leading with grace.
那就是第四点，如何让你的家成为门徒训练的地点，就是要用以恩典来引领。
Let's see Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起来读以弗所书六章一到四节。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，这是第一条带应许的诫命，使你得福，在世长寿。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训，警戒养育他们。
Just as God is a loving and forgiving father, parents are called to reflect His love to their children.
正如神是一位这种慈爱宽容的父亲。那父母呢也是门招被神呼召要向儿女们来彰显神的爱。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 reminds fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
就是以弗所书六章四节再次提醒我们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Discipline should be guided by love and wisdom, showing children the grace of God in everyday life.
就是管教呢，必须以爱和智慧为引导，在日常生活中要向孩子们彰显出神的恩典。
And for children, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2 also says to honor your father and mother.
对于孩子们来说呢，以弗所书六章一到二节也这样教导我们要孝敬父母。
If your parents do not yet know Christ, let your love be a witness, let your humility be the sermon, let your transformation be their invitation.
如果你的父母还不认识基督的话，就愿你的爱成为他们的见证，你的谦卑成为他们给他们的讲道，你的转变成为对他们的邀请。
A couple raises their kids by praying with them every night before going to sleep.
比如说，夫妻俩可以以就是每天每晚睡觉前与孩子们一起祷告的方式来教养孩子。
In the morning, then.The father wakes the kids up early with a priest song and has them sit at the dining table with their Bibles and a glass of water.
那早晨呢，父亲也可以用赞美诗来叫醒孩子们，让他们坐在餐桌旁，拿着圣经和水来一起读一张圣经，并且祷告。
They read a chapter of Bible and pray.
他们可以读圣经，可以祷告。
The mother biggest hope is that all her children will trust in the Lord and serve in the church.
母亲们最大的愿望就是她所有的孩子都能够信主，并且在教会。
Praise the Lord. God granted her wish.
感谢主，神实现了她所有的愿望。
Passing by and passing up a living faith.
这个要把这个活泼的信仰向上向下传递。
Faith is more than a set of beliefs. It's a way of life.
就是信仰不只是一套这种信念，而是一种生活方式。
The next generation must see what faith looks like, not just hear about it.
就是下一代人必须能够亲眼看见信仰是怎么回事，而不只是听着信仰是怎么回事。
And the previous generation may need to see it too in order to understand it.
而且上一代人可能也必须要亲眼见证了以后，他们才能够相信。
Paul said faith lived in Lois and Eunice. It was not just spoken.It was visible, practiced, and constant.
就像保罗说，这个信仰是活在罗以和尤尼基身上的。他不仅只是这个口头随便说说的，他是看得见、可以实践的，而且始终如一的。
Faith is called more than taught.
这信仰是通过这个榜样影响，而不是被教导。
Children watch how we respond to stress, disappointment, and conflict. So do our parents.
就孩子们可以观察到我们是如何应对压力、失望和冲突的。我们的父母也是如此。
If your mother or grandma does not yet believe, your responses.May speak louder than words.
如果你的母亲或者祖母尚未信主，那么你对他们的回应或许比话语更有力量。
Do they see panic or peace?
那他们看到的是恐慌呢，还是平安
？Complaining or worship?
是抱怨呢，还是敬拜
？Bitterness.Or forgiveness.
是苦读呢，还是饶恕
？Plant eternal seeds through ordinary acts.
要通过这种日常的一些行为播下永恒的种子。
Bringing your child to church.
可以带孩子们去教会。
Reading the Bible out loud.
大声朗诵圣经。
Share your testimony over a meal.
用餐的时候分享你的见证。
Offering to pray when your parents is sick.
当你父母生病的时候，主动提出为他们祷告。
This may be, you know, seem small, but they are seeds God uses for eternal impact.
这些看上去似乎是微不足道的小事，然而神可以用它们来作为产生永恒影响的种子。
A college student who is a Christian was sick and needed a life-threatening surgery.
有一位这个信主的大学生，生了很严重的病，需要接受这个很危险的这种。可能会影响到他生命的手术。
During the time, he not only experienced God's presence, but also demonstrated the peace and joy in Jesus Christ.
在那一段时间里呢，他不仅经历了神的同在，而且展现出耶稣基督里的平安和喜乐。
After the operation, the father said to the young man, "Daddy does not know Jesus and does not believe in God yet, but I can see that God is real in your life."
这个手术后，这个父亲对这位年轻人说，爸爸并不认识耶稣，也不信神，但是我看到神真实的活在你的生命中。
Many years later, the father accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
多年后，这位父亲也接受了耶稣基督作为他个人的救主。
Even if you do not have children, you have influence.
即使你没有孩子，你也仍然有影响力。
You may say, "I'm not a parent."But in God's family, we all have a role. The church is a spiritual household.
那你也许会想，我又没有做父母，但是呢，在神的家中，我们每个人都有自己的角色。这个教会就是一个属灵的家庭。
Whether you are young or old, married or single, God calls you to pass on the faith to younger believers and to older loved ones.Who do not yet know Christ?
无论你是年轻还是年长，已婚还是单身，神都呼召你将这个信仰要传递下去，可以传递给年轻的信徒，也可以传递给那些尚未信主的长辈。
Be a spiritual parent, mentor someone, encourage a younger brother or sister.
你可以做一个就是属灵里的父母，可以去教导他人，鼓励年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And if you are the first Christian in your home, let God use your faith. Let God use your faith to bring light into your whole family.
如果你是你的家里第一个信主的人。那么就让神来使用你的信心，让你成为给这个整个家庭带来光明的人。
Imagine walking a dark path with a lantern.
你可以想象一下，就是在这个走夜路，你拿着一个灯笼。
You're not giving instructions. You are just walking.
你并没有在这个指明方向，你只是在走路。
And your light help others.Find their way.
然而你的光呢，会帮助别人找到他们的方向。
That's what it means to live a Christian, a Christ-centered life.
那这就是什么叫以基督为中心的人生的意义。
Others will follow the light you shine. How you forgive, how you love, serve, and worship.
那其他人呢，就会追随着你所发出的光，看你如何去饶恕、去爱、服侍和敬拜。
My last point for today's message is words to the faithful who are still waiting.
那今天信息的最后一点呢，就是在那些仍然在等待中、等候中的信徒要说的话。
I want to speak to those who may feel weary. You are trying to live faithfully, praying for your children, modeling Christ in your home, witnessing to your parents, and yet you see no visible fruit.
我想对那些我们当中可能已经有些感到疲倦的人说几句话。你们一直在努力的信仰，为孩子们祷告，在家中学习效法基督，在向父母做见证，却看不到明显的成果。
Your children may be far from the Lord.
你们的孩子可能远离神。
your parents may seem close to the gospel.
你们的父母似乎也是跟这个福音完全就是闭口不谈，是关闭的。
You wonder, was all in vain?
你们不禁会想，那这一切都是徒然吗？
Let me encourage you, God sees your faithfulness. God sees. Even when others do not.
那让我来鼓励你们，即便人看不到，神依然可以看到你们的忠心。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
就加拉太书六章九节说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到时候就要收成。
Consider Noah, who faithfully built the ark despite seeing no sign of the flood for years.
想想诺亚，他忠心的建造方舟多年，在建造的整个过程中多年不见洪水的迹象。
Or Abraham, who waited decades for God's promise to be fulfilled.
还有亚伯拉罕，他等了几十年才等到神的应许实现。
Or Ezekiah and Elizabeth, who long past their childbearing years, gave birth to John the Baptist.
或者像撒加利亚和以利沙白，他们早过了生育的年龄，却生下了施洗约翰。
Faith requires trust in God's timing, not just what our eyes can see.
信心需要我们信靠相信神的时间表，而不仅仅是我们眼睛所能看见的。
So keep living the gospel, keep praying, keep trusting even when you do not see immediately result.
所以即便你没有看到立竿见影的成果，你们一定要不断地活出福音，不断地祷告，不断的信靠。
Know that God is working over in ways unseen.
要知道神常常以我们看不见的方式正在动工。
The story isn't over yet. And your faithfulness may be the very light that leads someone home to Christ.
故事没有结束。也许你的忠心就是那道光，引领某人归向了基督。
So today, let's ask ourselves, what kind of faith are we passing down?
所以今天让我们来扪心自问，我们传承的是什么样的信心？
And also, what kind of faith are we offering upward to those who raised us?
还有我们向那养育我们的人传承了什么，传递了什么样的信心？
Is it only taught or is it lived?
那我们的信心是活出来的呢，还是仅仅只是在口头上？
Is it just words or is it a light that others can follow?
只是言语呢，还是明灯可以照亮他人的路？
Let's be a generation that does not just talk about Jesus, but walks with him openly, faithfully, and daily.
让我们成为不只是空谈耶稣的一代，而是就是公开的、诚信的、每天的与他同行的一代。
Let's shape a spiritual legacy.For our families, our church, and generations to come.
让我们为我们的家庭、我们的教会、我们的子孙后代来塑造一份属灵的传承。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you for those who shared their faith with us.
感谢你赐给我们那些与我们分享信仰的人。
Help us to live out a sincere and vibrant faith that points others to you.
求你帮助我们活出真诚并且充满活力的信仰，引领人归向你。
Use our lives to reach less generation and also to touch the hearts of our parents and grandparents who do not yet know you.
求你使用我们的生命来触摸下一代，也触动那些尚未认识你的父母、祖父母的心。
May our homes and our church be places where all generations can experience your love.
愿我们的家和教会成为一个各代都能够体验你爱的地方。
In Jesus Christ, then we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stay up, please. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.